A herd of wild horses blazing their way across the plains of the West. The sound of 1,000 stampeding hooves. And leading them all is the king of them all. Gene Autry's champion, the world's wonder horse. Yes, boys and girls, the Mutual Broadcasting System presents once again the transcribed adventures of the king of all wild horses, Champion, the world's wonder horse. A series of fast, exciting stories about a boy named Ricky West, raised in the wilderness since childhood by his adopted Uncle Smokey, a German shepherd dog named Rebel, and a stocking-legged chestnut stallion you all know and love, Champion, the world's wonder horse.
Right now, though, boys and girls, here's your old Uncle Smokey to tell you the last episode of this week's exciting story, The Mystery of the Rustler's Hangout.
Well, howdy there, boys and girls. Yes, sir, like Mr. Rusted just said, this here's your old Uncle Smokey. And doggone it, I'll bet you can hardly wait to find out what's happened to Ricky, Rebel, Champion, and me since yesterday. Well, I'm not going to keep you guessing any longer. No, sir. Now, let's see. You remember yesterday how a couple of cattle rustling varmints by the names of Fingers and Flint had been trying to kill Ricky and me on account of we know they was cattle rustlers. And you remember how me and Ricky and Champion and Rebel had been hiding in a pretty little valley where there was a big waterfall at one end. And how one morning we seen a whole lot of cattle being driven into the valley. Well, doggone if it weren't them very same rustlers. Yes, sir, we'd been hiding right smack dab in the rustlers' hideout. Anyway, kids, them no-good hombres grabbed Ricky and me and throwed us right out into the middle of that big whirlpool. A whirlpool where anything that was thrown in went down and never come back up.
Well, Flint, looks like that's the end of them two. They won't be sticking their noses into our business again. Not ever.
Well, sure, kids. As Fingers said, it sure looked like Ricky and me was goners, all right. And we knowed it, too. Because there wasn't no way to get out of that there whirlpool. No way at all.
You're pulling up my legs, Uncle Smokey. We're going to be drawn into the center. I can't keep my head above water much longer.
Me neither, son. Current's awful strong. Getting stronger the nearer we get to the middle.
I wish I could see Champ.
Me too.
I'm going under, Uncle Smokey. I'm going under.
You hold your breath as long as you can, Ricky.
Goodbye, Uncle Smokey.
Yep, kids, that was it. Me and Ricky was pulled right down in the middle of that whirlpool. Of course, I held my breath just as long as I could, all the time feeling myself being pulled deeper and deeper. And my lungs started to ache, and I knowed I'd just have to take a big breath, even if it was water instead of air. So I said a little prayer, and I opened my mouth, and then I felt myself starting to go up again. Up, up, up. Up I went, faster and faster. And then all of a sudden, my head popped out above water, and I could breathe good, clean air again. And there, right alongside of me, was Ricky.
Gosh, Uncle Smokey, I thought you were never going to come up.
Ricky, where are we?
I don't know. It's getting dark in here. I think we must be back in the falls.
Yeah, I guess we must be, because there's the falls over there. You can see the light coming through the water.
We're not out of danger yet, Uncle Smokey. It's still about 50 feet to the edge of the pool. I don't think I can make it.
Me neither. Hey, that sounds like Rebel.
That's Champion, Uncle Smokey. Champ! Here we are, boy! Out here in the water! Here he comes, Uncle Smokey. Champ's coming out to help us.
Try, Ricky.
Over here, Champ. Over here, boy. That's it, Champ. got it. Now swim for sure, Champ. Swim!
Well, sure, boys and girls, by holding on to Champion, Ricky and I was able to get to the bank of the pool. A sort of a ledge it was. And then we pulled ourselves out of the water and just lay there, too tired to move.
I still can't figure out how we got here, Uncle Spooky. How'd we get out of the whirlpool?
I think maybe I can figure it out, son. You see all them old sticks and stuff down there in the water?
Well,
you remember when Fingers was showing us his big disappearing act, where he throwed the stick into the whirlpool and it never come back up?
Yeah.
Well, son, the reason that stick didn't come back up was because it come up back here, back of the falls. Them rustlers thought it stayed down there in the bottom of the pool. Just like they must think we did, too. But we didn't.
Well, I'll be.
I'm afraid they're going to get a mighty big surprise when we turn up again alive and kicking.
But Uncle Smokey, what I can't understand is how Rebel and Champion got back here.
Son, that's something we're going to have to find out. That is, if we ever get out of here without having to swim back through the whirlpool.
Say, I got an idea, Uncle Smokey. I'm going to try and get Rebel to show me how he got in. Come here, Rebel. Here, boy. How'd you get in here, boy? Show me how you got in.
He's running off to the left, Ricky.
I'm going to follow him, Uncle Smokey.
Well, go to it, son. I'll wait here. I'm still a little tuckered from that swim.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute. That way, Rebel? Is that the way you came in? Along this ledge, boy? Gee, Willikins, it's a nice wide ledge and it leads right over... Now I see it, boy. There's a regular path that leads around the falls and outside. So that's how you got here.
Find something, son?
There's a big wide path here, Uncle Smokey. Wide enough to drive a team of horses. We can get out any time we want.
Well, they're gone, Flint. They've been under that water for a good 5 minutes.
Yep. Nobody can live underwater for that long.
Yeah, that'll teach them to stick their noses in our business.
Yeah, so will. Well, what say we start driving this herd toward the border? Because I sure got ways of spending the money we're going to get when we sell these cows.
We ain't going to the border, Flint, at least not yet. Huh? We ain't going to stay here, neither. All right, now look, use your head. Now that the kid and the old man are dead, there ain't nobody to prove we're the rustlers, is there?
No, but...
So we got more time, a whole lot more time. Time enough to pick us up a few more head. And this time a real herd to drive over the border.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get going.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, what about these steers we've already got here in the
valley? There's feed here, ain't there?
Yeah.
And there's plenty of water.
Yes, sure.
And ain't nobody here to drive them away, is there?
No.
So they'll stay here, Flint, every last one of them. They'll all be here right in this valley when we get back.
Uncle Smokey.
Yes, Ricky?
The rustlers are gone, haven't they?
Well, for a while they have, I reckon. Why?
Well, let's do a big disappearing act of our own.
I don't get you, son.
Well, this cave is awful big, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Big enough to hold all of those stolen steers, isn't it?
I'd say it's big enough to hold all them and about 500 more.
Then why don't we make those cattle disappear?
You're still talking in riddles, boy.
Look, I'll take Champ and Ribble, and we'll go out there in the valley and drive those cattle back here, over the trail and into this cave, back in the falls. Well, then, when the rustlers come back, the cattle will be gone. And they won't know what happened to them.
Well, I'll be...
Well, looks like that does it, Uncle Smokey. We've got them all back here in the cave.
Yeah, sure have, son. That's just about the biggest disappearing act we've ever pulled. Yes, sir, 100 head of cattle disappearing right off the face of the earth.
Those rustlers are sure going to be mighty surprised when they get back here to the valley.
Surprise is just a small word for it, boy. Just a small word.
And now, Uncle Smokey, Champ and I are going to ride into town and bring back the sheriff.
That's a good idea. I'll come along with you.
No, I think you better stay here. The sheriff might still think that you're the rustler.
Yep, you're right. I never thought of that.
Besides, somebody's got to keep the cattle here in the cave.
Well, you just leave that to me and Rebel. But be careful, son. Be careful.
Don't worry, Uncle Smokey. We'll be back in not more than 4 or 5 hours.
Well, kids, Ricky and Champ went off for the sheriff. In the meantime, Rebel and me settled down to wait until they got back. Well, sir, 4 hours went by. Then 5 hours. Then 6. and I begun to get a mite worried. And then I heard something that made me go to the edge of the falls and take a look out into the valley. And do you know what it was? It was them two rustlers, Fingers and Flint, coming back. And they was driving about 50 more head of cattle.
Well, Flint, here we are. Now all we got to do is add these cows to the 100 head we already got and take out for the border.
Yeah, just think, Fingers, 150 head. That'll sure bring a pretty piece of change.
We'll be rich, Flint, rich.
Yes, sir, we shall. Hey, Fingers.
Huh? What's the matter?
Where's the rest of them steers?
Why, they're right here. Hey, where are they?
There ain't another single steer in the whole blame valley.
Well, maybe they strayed off. Maybe
hey,
they...
Hey, Fingers, look.
What? Where?
Down there on the ground. Cattle hoof marks.
Well, I'll be. Look. Look, they're headed straight for that there waterfall.
Well, boys and girls, that was something Ricky and me hadn't figured on. Anyway, they followed the cattle hoof marks all right, and they was heading straight for the trail that led behind the falls. I figured in about two shakes of a lamb's tail they'd find the opening, and me. Well, I guess a feller's luck can't hold out forever. And then I seen him, Ricky on Champion, leading the sheriff and the whole posse down into the valley. So right then and there I made up my mind. I rushed out of the cave and met them rustlers face to face. And man, oh man, was they surprised.
What? Hey, Fingers, it's Grandpa.
What? It can't be. He's dead.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Shoot him down, Flint. Shoot him down.
I'd advise you to look behind before you shoot, gents.
Hey, Fingers, Marcus, the sheriff, and the kid. And run, Fingers, run.
You only got one way to run, and that's right into that there whirlpool.
Good work, Ricky. Howdy, Uncle
Smokey. Howdy, Sheriff. I reckon you don't want me anymore, do you?
I never did want you, really, Uncle Smokey. You ought to know that.
With these cattle here in the valley and the 100 head Uncle Smokey and I have hid away in the cave, you have all the proof you need, Sheriff.
You bet I will, Ricky. You bet I will.
Hey, what's the matter, Champ? Oh, I know. You want to go back to your herd of wild horses, don't you? Okay, boy, you earned a vacation. Here, I'll get off you. There. Go ahead, fella. I'll be seeing you, Kim. I'll be seeing you.
Well, boys and girls, it looks like that's just about all for this week. But be sure and be listening next Monday for another real exciting adventure called The Mystery of the Vanishing Cattle. Well, till then, this is your old Uncle Smokey saying so long, kids, and keep punching.
Be sure and listen in Monday, same time, same station, to learn more about Ricky Rebel and the King of the Wild Horses, Gene Autry's Champion, the world's wonder horse. This transcribed program was produced by Gene Autry Productions, directed by William N. Birch, and came to you from Hollywood. Now stay tuned for Curly Bradley, which follows over most of these stations in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.